Now, I am delighted to say that with me in the studio is Ciara Sadlier from the Northside Partnership. Good morning, Ciara.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Ciara, you're going to talk to me today about... you tell us what you were talking about. Yeah, exactly.
So I am the community grant writer. So I work with all the community groups in our catchment area that the Northside Partnership works with to help groups in whatever they need in terms of accessing funding. So some groups need help just to identify opportunities and then they take it from there. Some groups need help with writing proposals or some groups would need help even further than that in terms of reporting and so on. And so I'm there. Depending on what the group needs, I can sit down with whoever it is and figure out how I can help.
And Ciara, just from that brief synopsis, I would think that there is probably a lot of funding available out there that a lot of the organisations don't know is there, and B, well, of course, if they don't know it's there, they don't know how to look for it. But even if they did know, they're struggling to apply and fill out the paperwork properly to get in at the ground level and get the money.
Yeah. So what I would do on a weekly basis, it is because groups don't necessarily have one person who's in charge of all the funding, and different people running different projects are trying to find funding for their project, and so it's not very efficient for groups. So what I do every week is I go through all the different tools or forums or whatever and find out what the upcoming funding opportunities are. And as I get to know each group in the area, then I can off the top of my head say, oh, that might suit this group, and I get in contact. And I also send out a monthly email update to say this is the opportunity. And as you said, then some groups, once they see the opportunity, they still might not have, whether it's time or they've never filled out a form like that before or they're not sure, I can come on and help the group depending on what they need.
And Ciara, is this solely, we'll say for argument's sake, Irish money, or is it European money, or is it an amalgam of both?
Yeah, some groups are keen to access some EU funding, so we are exploring that. So that's somewhere that a group would need a lot of support because it takes a lot of resources and time. The proposals are quite big and then the reporting element can be pretty cumbersome. So, yeah, but mainly it would be Irish funding. It can be governmental funding or non-governmental. A lot of groups are trying to access kind of funding from local businesses, and so I can help people to figure out ways to approach local businesses and make that connection.
Yeah, you've just answered my next question. I was going to ask you, what's non-governmental funding? I presumed that everything would have been coming from the general taxation, I think, is the new buzzword.
Yeah, so I mean, Dublin City Council would have a few grants, and or you could, HSC has grants and so on. But then I have a few that are coming up that I wanted to chat about. So one is the Cork Street Fund. Now, it's only up to €2,000, but the beauty of it is that it's very broad in terms of what they say they will help. So they just want to help those most in need. And their application is very simple. They don't want loads of bells and whistles. They just want to know what the project is and how much it costs. So that's coming up. It's closing this week on September the 15th. But it's not too late. It's only one or two pages. And so that's a local one.
What type of organisations, Ciara, would that apply to now, we'll say?
So maybe a group that was helping, well, definitely homelessness would be a big issue, or let's say lone parents, or a kind of grassroots organisation that is helping the most disadvantaged people in the area. Then Stephen's Green Trust have a deadline coming up on the 21st of September. So the groups that they would help are groups working with traveller men, groups working with prisoners, ex-prisoners or their families, and vulnerable migrants. So that's for up to €7,000. And again, their application isn't very arduous. So it's not too late. That's closing on September 21st. So that would be an example of a more targeted fund, where if you aren't working with any of those specific groups, it's probably a waste of time to apply.
And Ciara, how many applications will say would you process, and how many organisations are you dealing with, and how many other organisations, I wonder, are out there that don't even know that you're there to help them?
Yeah, exactly. So Northside Partnership works with approximately, let's say, just under 100 groups actively all the time. I have helped just about 20 so far. It's a new role, so I'm still getting to know the organisations, and I have to build trust with organisations because I'm a new person. It's a new role. I'm external, and again, in different organisations, it's not necessarily one person who's dealing with the funding. So, getting to know the organisation and who to approach about an opportunity, it takes time, but we're getting there.
And I'm just, I appreciate what you're saying, and of course you're right, like, you know, that it takes time to build up trust and to get people on side as such. But I would have imagined that if you were on the ground running an organisation, we'd say for, I don't know, let's just say homelessness, or because it's the new national emergency, not that it's that new, but if you're involved in an organisation like that and somebody comes knocking on the door and says, hello, I'm here, I can help you raise funding, the issue of trust is sorted there and then.
Yeah, it can be. But so let's say that you, Donny, are running an organisation that helps homeless people, and I knock on the door and you say, oh, great, come in. And immediately you want to take up the opportunity, and I say, here's this deadline coming up. And then you have a flood, or one of your staff members goes out sick, or whatever it is, and suddenly this just goes lower and lower on the priority. You just have to, because organisations in the area are working in very, difficult circumstances. So unfortunately, the funding, though it's a major issue, often gets put on the back burner because the person who has to apply for the funding is also dealing with the building or with the staff or with clients or whatever it is. So what I'd like groups to know is that I am here to help. So if you tell me, I'd love to apply for that, but I'm really struggling this week, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it in for the deadline, I'm here, I'll come to your office, I will help you to apply, or you give me the information on the phone and I'll help you to apply, and we'll get it done that way.
Have you kept a tally, Ciara, of how much money you were able to secure for different organisations?
Up to now, so it started in November, so up to now we have secured about 40,000 for different groups.
But I'm wondering then, Ciara, is that 40,000 euro that those particular organisations would not have got without your input?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do an external kind of evaluation to see whether groups feel that that was due to me. But certainly, as far as I can tell, it was due to me telling them about an opportunity that they hadn't heard about yet. But in terms of capacity, some groups can just fly with the, I give them the deadline, they can do it. Other groups, they need further support. So I don't know how much would come down to my support. Depends on the group.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, it's an invaluable asset for groups to have. And I would think, and again, this is only me thinking outside the box, but I would think that if you are involved with an organisation, if you can, we'll say for argument's sake, offload all that paperwork onto Ciara, there you go, look for that for us, it leaves you free to actually do what you're supposed to be doing with the organisation.
Yeah. But on top of that, I can help groups to identify ways to make funding a priority, or to how to do the planning, how to you know, delegate to one person and so on, so that yes, the target is to help you to get the funding in whatever way possible, but at the same time to do a bit of capacity building, so that it, that comes into your everyday planning, and that it's not fighting fires, that it's part of your strategy, and that people know who is going to be doing the funding and so on.
Is your theory on that, Ciara, that you know, organisations, you know, they look for, there's a particular grant or particular funding avenue that's open, and they apply for it and they get that money, and then that's wonderful. That your theory is, I presume, that yeah, as soon as the paperwork is gone for that grant, you should be looking around at the next one and start the paperwork for that one.
Actually, even for looking further, pulling further back on that, so you should be putting all your projects, all your wish lists down on an annual, at least an annual basis, and so looking at your core projects and then kind of dream projects that you'd like to do, and have your planning done that way, not just I'd like to do this now, I'm going to look for funding. So have a 12-month approach.
So you're talking really about being way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I mean, of course there's things that are going to come up, but I think that's what's happened in after the kind of recession and everything, was that groups, all their funding got cut, and people's motivation to look outside the box, or to not just think about the bare minimum, their confidence about getting funding has become low, because during the recession there wasn't any funding out there to get. So
yeah, well, I suppose Ciara, like that's kind of understandable too.
Absolutely,
because
absolutely,
if you're knocking on a closed door,
absolutely,
door time after time after
yeah.
time, and the answer is no, you do get demoralised and you say, "Asha, what's the point?"
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think things are changing. I think that money is coming back now. Philanthropists are re-entering the arena, and I think the opportunity is there. And when people get their confidence up and they've got a kind of template almost for a project, they should be able to reuse that for different donors. So it's not a huge ordeal to do a project proposal.
Yeah, because you know, it's counterproductive, because if the money is not put into areas like this, the knock-on effect is, we have seen what happens to the areas once they're deprived.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying Coolock is not. It's not unique to Coolock.
No,
it's any
not.
Area where, I mean, any area in the country where if you were to shut down funding for that area, the results would be the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reverse of that, Ciara, I would imagine from your point of view, is that when you can access funding and channel it in to an area, the improvement is noticeable as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's difficult for groups, because groups are encouraged by the government and by other donors to be innovative and think of new ways of engaging their people that they're trying to work with, and think of new ways to tackle problems in the area. But you can't be innovative if you've no resources. And like I say, people's imagination dies and their confidence of trying new things dies, because nobody's willing to kind of invest in their idea. But I think that's changing. I think people are coming back, and the energy is coming back into the area for new ideas.
Just as a quick matter of interest, how many balls have you got in the air at the moment?
In terms of
grant applications that are out there.
So
not that are out there, that you've submitted for different organisations.
So
in
it's
the
actually
area.
The summer is a quiet time, and it's difficult. There's so many staff on leave, both in organisations and at the people giving out the money, so it's quiet at the minute. But coming into the winter and then springtime is a really busy time where there's loads of opportunities. So, but now is the time for groups to be thinking about what projects they might like to get funded next year, and have the design all laid out and the budget, so that when it comes to the deadline, they've got everything good to go, and it's not a really overwhelming thing when I ring them and say, listen, here's this opportunity, it's all ready to go,
Yeah, like boss, the be realistic as well. I'd say Ciara would be a thing like
I
that.
Know. Yeah.
If the funding is 2,000 euro.
Yeah,
but the project is going to cost 10.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what you have to look at. The different funders love to co-fund. They love it if you got some funding from somewhere else, because it means that you aren't relying wholly on their money. So looking at different funders is great. But if you have your proposal ready to go, it shouldn't be a big ordeal to just send out to a few different donors.
And for all the organisations listening this morning now, Ciara, that's going to be banging down your door,
oh, yeah,
how do they find you and what times are you there?
Yeah, so, well, there's a Facebook page, so it's Community Grant Writer. So just if you're on Facebook, look for Community Grant Writer. And I'm here every week, and I'm happy to come out and check out your, you know, office and have a chat with whoever, whatever members of staff you think.
And are you down in Kish House?
I'm in Bunratty for the
moment. Oh, you're in Bunratty,
yeah.
Right.
But I can be anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Ciara, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank
it's
you,
lovely
Donnie.
To see you again.
Yes,
and
you
for any organisation or groups out there that is helping in the community or doing something, Ciara Sadler is your woman. She will get you unlimited funding from all corners of the globe. Ciara, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Donnie.